Wait, what does that say?
It just says counting down. We're good.
We're good. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Here we are all together.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward doing the show all together, to be honest. I don't know. I feel a lot of pressure, a little anxiety. Have you guys done a live show before?
I'm just looking forward to Size Chat coming from behind on the casting couch, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously going to be a highlight of the episode.
OSF is, again, strategically managed to get himself in front of the mic, so he doesn't have to be seen. Won't say anything for the whole show.
I'm gonna work hard this show, boys.
You've spoken a lot already today. I mean, like, I've
hit my quota. I've hit my max quota.
Yeah, you have. You were golfing this morning? I mean,
golfing, yeah, not very well.
Hold on. This is a big moment.
What's the big moment?
What is my big moment?
The sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man. as you guys, I feel kind of weird speaking like that behind the mic.
You're doing well.
As you guys know,
you speak up.
As you guys know, this show is sponsored by...
Hold on. We got a special guest walking in. He's showing up fashionably late, like real disrespectful.
He's here.
I don't know where you're going to go. Maybe just stand behind us.
Just be awkward in the back.
All right. Anyway, go with the sponsor.
Look at the size of this man.
Really, really nice podcast. How are you guys?
Starting the show. OSF was about to
As you guys know, the show is sponsored by Rollbits. Check out rollbit.com for all your DGen needs. The first code is... You guys have the code.
It's right there on the screen. SizeChad 2527.
SizeChad 2527 is the first code.
Are we going behind you and you're just staying on the couch? We should definitely try to do that meme now.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a segue into what we're talking about today.
You want to come sit here?
What's the topic, actually? Nobody greet me. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you coming?
Our producer said to us, we don't know that much about SizeChad, except that he likes Arb.
He likes Arbitrum.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Robit faded me for a deal, so they don't know much about me, but like hopefully
Robit's not the one who gave the one pager.
Hopefully this would be a good pitch to them. But
yeah. You made a great impression. Show up late.
Right. Yeah, I'm
coughed in the background.
Jesus Christ. All right. Anyway, what's been happening in the markets lately?
All-time highs.
It just goes up, right? So that's good. Everyone's probably feeling pretty rich out there.
This is the first conference that I've been to where it wasn't just like terrible. Shit was going so bad. And we've had like massive sell-offs on NFTNYC. Yeah. But even this time last year, it was just off the FTX, right?
Last year was pretty bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, no. I think there was one year it went down a bunch and I actually made money. That might be the last time I made money. So
That was years ago.
2 years ago.
But no, this is the first conference that I think it looks pretty bullish out there. I mean, there isn't even that much of an OI buildup or anything, is there? I don't know. It seems like the funding rates are pretty clean.
Some Chad just going and just buying all the Bitcoin, it seems.
TWAP.
Checking at CZ, just like...
CZ's
back. He's just quitting. He's just waiting for it.
Is he still in the U.S.? Is CZ going to make it out?
He's in Seattle.
Yeah.
They didn't let him leave, but... No, you know it's not at all-time highs because I haven't thrown Size Basil. If I decide to do that again, you know, sell everything, take 2 years vacation. But I just feel like, doing it again.
What is Size Basil?
It was a party that I threw in 2021 at Art Basil where you made a lot of money in the markets that day.
I did.
You were referring to earlier.
Yep.
And that's why I brought it up. Everyone was looking around and I was like, this is way.
Frothy.
Real frothy out here.
I skipped the after party at 11 and people were talking about that picture with the...
Yeah,
we won't bring that up.
FTX sponsored every single event, like under the sun, like all of Miami was plastered.
Yeah, Diplo was playing FTX thing.
Like, it was crazy. It was extremely frothy. There was a lot of good energy in the air and everyone thought it would kind of go forever. But I guess Luna happened like 6 months later and kind
of... A lot of bad stuff. I mean, it seems like every bad actor has been culled from the space. They're kind of just, they're gone.
Yeah,
I guess is a good thing.
who's left?
Saying RIP.
No, but I guess a lot of them have been culled, but yesterday, Suzu's tweet,
Yeah, I didn't see it. What was
you see
that?
This? Run it back, turbo.
Yeah.
Wait, Suzu tweeted that?
Yeah.
Who's out of jail?
Yeah, he's been out for a few days.
I mean, that's not a bad. He definitely walked with nine figs at least. Couple weeks or months in Singaporean jail. Sign me up.
So you're Kyle, if you're Kyle Davis right now, do you just go back to Singapore and do the time?
If it was just like a slap on the wrist, like, what was he away for since F1 in Singapore, which is like, I don't know, a few weeks, maybe a month? I'd probably do it if there's no other repercussions besides that. But if there's consequences greater, then I would fade it. But
making nine figs in some
No,
like,
I just
weird
stay
ways.
In Dubai or Indonesia or wherever. Tahiti,
oh,
wherever.
Kyle Davies.
Kyle
yeah,
Davies,
yeah.
wherever he is.
I'm feels like Suzu is probably protected in prison, whereas Kyle Davies, I can imagine, gets
I mean,
destroyed.
Do you think? What even happens? I don't
Suzu,
know much about
Singapore. This is something about him. You're just like, this guy knows people. Kyle Davies just looks like he's going to get destroyed in prison.
I think every a lot of blockchains would.
A lot of blockchains.
No, there's no.
But like, let's say some random L1 was like 3AC 2.0.
Yeah.
Was like, we're gonna give you $50 million for the eco fund. The thing would go up probably 1,000%. Every coin within the eco, there'd be all the developers would move from Ethereum over to whatever that chain was.
Oh, that's high praise. Why do you like it so much?
Because as we saw with Blast, like people just want to take risk. Like they just they just want to ape stuff.
They do.
Yeah, no, I know. And,
dude, throw 1,000 ETH into it.
Bro, there's more money. There's more money. It's just a wallet, and there's more money.
Where's
there
the yield coming from?
There's like treasuries, almost man. 700.
It's gotta be treasuries, right? It's gotta be treasuries.
Somebody's treasury. That's treasury. So
that was you. I saw you post 1,000 ETH.
I thought it was a troll tweet at first. I messaged Mando on the side. I was like, yo, is he serious or is this a fuck around tweet?
No, he didn't.
Like, no,
he tried to make me do it. And I thought about it. And I,
so well, the next the, like the next tweet that came out was like the paradigm guy like, yo, we kind of don't
see it.
He's like, this is kind of too much of a Ponzi.
It was like 20 minutes afterwards. I was like, fucking kidding me, man.
Well, the good news is
definitely.
I'll give him my ref link.
The good news is the TVL is locked for like as long as they want to fucking lock it. So no one can even sell the fund.
Yeah, that's great. It'll prevent me from selling too early, right?
Yeah, no, you're good.
There's not even a chain.
You will be a billionaire.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
But now you're labeled as like the Maki Big Brother of Blast. Yeah. You're no longer.
Is that the moniker that's been floating around?
Well, it's like. he was the guy on Blast.
The student becomes the master, so to speak.
He's put in a shit ton on Blast as well.
I'm sure it is technically his
money as well. So.
So wait, he took Blur, hated on Blur, and then he just was like, screw it, I'm going Pac-Man 2.0 Black. There ain't no way, Martingale and this shit, and that's that. Yeah. I mean, it's a good strategy, I guess. Yeah. Not
it's
really
Stockholm
usually, but...
Crypto's the only industry where you can get rugged, and then people would be applauding you in the Discord. If you just gave a sentence or two or as to, like, why, they'd be like... Especially in NFTs.
All the rugs are terrible and all that, but, like, everyone knew, even at the time, that Luna was just some massive Ponzi and everyone was just waiting for it to go. It's like, when everyone looks back, it's like, oh, they did so bad. But we were all in those discords, those chats, and I was like, fuck it, this is going to the moon.
Everyone wants the Ponzi. So
free money. It's just hot potato. You just don't want to get burned. Well, you just play hot potato again.
It's pretty much the only product market fit in crypto. It's just hardcore speculation and / or gambling. I think that's why Rollbit
is really going for this deal, man.
Speak up so they can hear you more.
I was bull posting Rollbit like affiliation. So you know where to find me.
I forgot what I was about to say.
Yeah, I agree with you. Speculation is the most native thing. And now we're gonna get all the TradFi RWA stuff.
And it's one of the only businesses that really makes money in the entire space, which is kind of funny to think
about. What are the businesses that make money in the space right now?
It's like events companies and like
events companies.
Conferences conferences, podcasts, so media
L2s?
Marketing,
gambling, and L2s
pretty much.
That's a broad spectrum of
no, but it's not that many. It's really not that many, considering like most chains have to survive by living on like inflation.
Yeah,
I love that. How does Arbitrum make money? Maybe we should talk about a little bit about Arbitrum.
Well, Arbitrum makes a lot of money, but mostly just posting like
memes.
Where is this going?
No, but like all L2s are pretty profitable. I think like Optimism. You can look on like Crypto Fees or Token Terminal. L2s make a good amount of money. And compare that to those of the L1s, I think they make a little bit more. But I don't really think we're in the market where anyone really cares as to like revenues and expenses. And we'll go into really boring valuations of people doing DCFs. I know last cycle people tried to do that with Sushi and a bunch of different things in DeFi. It didn't really work out for them. So I think nobody really cares. It's really just all about attention.
100%. I was looking at even this week, like that Ordinals coin, Audi, is like through a billion. You saw Pepe run. You saw all Bonk and all these Solana meme coins just run. You saw Luna's fucking running.
Just eyeballs.
Luna, FTX, Luna Classic, they're all over a billion market cap now. It's like people just don't give a shit about your.
So you're saying they're not sophisticated investors?
Well, they can be. I mean, you could either be the right curve of this or you could be the left curve, but
yeah, don't be in the middle.
Does this change like in a post ETF environment, or will crypto always just be so far out on the risk curve that it's like nothing matters, just the vibes and the
Vibes. We're on video, by the way. If no one's watching on Twitter Live, to get the good vibes, we're running here. It's four guys on a couch. Actually, we got a couple other guys over there. Maybe they'll come in later.
Oh man.
I don't think the culture changes. Actually, I just think the Ponzi's get bigger.
I think people get drawn into crypto
and they'll move away from just like owning JP Morgan coin, and they'll find out about the next Luna, and they'll just get bigger.
And like Ponzi real world assets up, you know? Like I don't know what's gonna happen there.
For sure. Whoever does that is gonna do well.
Thing is, there's like traditional markets, the penny stock world is like the same shit, basically. And there's all these like Ponzi companies that don't have any real cash flows.
They just have to keep raising money to survive.
That's where
that's where I grew up.
That's where he grew up.
Yeah, the street sheets, bro. Oh my goodness.
But it's not only those, it's like actual like tech and biotech companies on like the NASDAQ. Like a lot of them are really just lifestyle companies that are there to continuously raise capital to pay for management's salary.
And extend and pretend.
They just burn cash like crazy.
Funding just a science project.
Yeah.
For some guy.
That's like 99% failure rate.
For sure.
So we're just, everything's a Ponzi cryptos. Yeah,
basically.
It's a cynical view of it.
So yeah, you have to gamble to make it nowadays. That's pretty much it. Welcome to the world.
I mean, imagine just putting your money into like 5% or less. Like it used to be like 2%.
For what?
Like just for anyone. Like you're just not going to make it, right? Like you need to, people want the Ponzi because it's kind of the only way to re-level yourself.
It's the only way to
genuinely,
level up.
It's the only way to re-level yourself.
The only way to level up.
Every day I go to McDonald's and I check the dollar menu's no longer there. The burgers are like $3 now, so
you just check it every day just in case.
It's just grown at a faster rate.
Is that the only reason why you're going there?
I'm just going there to inflation. I'm just going there to check the prices.
That's fair. I mean, somebody has to do it, right?
So let's get into a bit of Size Chad lore. How did this all begin? How did you get the title? I mean, I think Size Basil is when I first found out about you because of the infamous photo that, like, he is real.
When I was in college, I, like most people, this is when Facebook was going on, and everyone, like, didn't want their future employers to see, you know, what they were doing in college, photos of them drinking, etc. So I had an alias as like my Facebook name, like all through college, which was Chad. And so a lot of people, just knew
which
me as Chad.
Which is your first name?
Which is might be. No, actually, Size is my first name. and so I've like already had this alias, and then during COVID, I was working and went back home, was bored, just living at home. Everyone's locked down. A friend of mine, Big Beta, who's been on crypto Twitter for a while, has been in the space for a while as well. He convinced me against my will to join, and I kind of was thinking, I was like, okay, well, everyone's like talking about like trading and whatnot. I was like, I already have my aliases in Chad. Like, what like trading term could I add to it to make it a good profile? And size Chad kind of came to mind.
Bang, right now.
Yeah.
Mad.
And and it kind of took off. Was I think like COVID had a lot to do with it, just everyone being home, being bored, and then I went pretty viral at Bitcoin Miami in 2021, and that was kind of the first conference post COVID, and a lot of people from
producer
crypto
saying
Twitter,
to speak louder.
A lot of people from crypto Twitter met in person for the first time. I met KBM there. It was a good time. So that's like Blink again. Met even more people in the space. Made the transition. Joined Off-Chain Labs, which is the team behind Arbitrum, and fall of 2021, and I've been there since, and everything's kind of going well. So what started out as kind of like a joke profile to just troll people online, and spawned into more of a career. So,
but you're quite like a level-headed individual. Like, do you think you live up to the size, Chad? Are you like,
yeah, wait, are you
100x leverage? Are you?
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm intelligent enough. To so like if you make up a bunch of lies about yourself, you always have to remember them, and people will call you out. Why not just be?
Well, I think you meant like, are you taking massive size?
Yeah, are you a size Chad?
Oh, well,
depends who you ask.
Put on the sunglasses.
How long you got?
When guys just want to, like, you know, you're sitting on a couch next to someone, they just want to check your size. It's like, it's kind of.
Is that referencing right now?
I've been on so many couches when that happens.
Oh, man.
It's like a casting couch over here.
Yeah, I know. That was our plan. You know, we didn't have enough room to get it going, but we got something going here. So, what's the plan this
week?
Didn't
we answer the question? Yeah, are you a trader?
Right,
or are you,
right,
are you,
oh,
are
no,
you
so,
fully built?
So, my background is mostly in corporate finance, and I transitioned that into more of a business development role. So, at Off-Chain Labs, do a lot of, you know, BD partnerships and marketing. So, it's good. I was the, like, second or third, like, non-engineer there. And now we're, Blink again, we're, I don't know, around 90-some-odd people. So, I can't. Can't trade as much. Can't really focus on the markets. Most of my day is just partnerships calls with a lot of my coworkers anyway. So, but I think it's good, and I enjoy the perspective and being kind of close to what's like kind of really going on behind the scenes with a lot of these protocols, which I definitely didn't have that point of view prior to joining Off-Chain Labs. So I certainly enjoy working there.
Yeah, it's a proper job. I was hearing actually about the original raise you did. KBM was asked to introduce 40 different people potentially to be part of it.
Oh.
We weren't actually chosen out of KBM's 40 potential friends in the space.
Wow. Whoa. This was a long time ago. I put together a list for sales Chad, as he's known now in the Arbitrum land.
We were 41, 42, apparently. Yeah. That's
top NFT people.
Where's like 10?
I don't even know how many. It doesn't really matter how many people it was, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't think the show existed. I don't know. Me and OSF were bidding against each other on MBS, JQ.
If Beanie didn't take back in the day.
You were showing him Bored Apes, and he was passing you up for the article, right?
I went back and I found that that tweet.
I know.
Message,
I saw that, yeah.
What?
And about OSF... tell me, hey man, wake up, Bored Apes, wake up.
Oh,
it was when
Apes.
He was minting them. So, and then I said, nah.
What? So I purposely faded that because I didn't get an honorary. And
well,
like,
me too.
Well, who was I? Like, to be like, there's this big company.
I love that.
Well, I should have. I was like, they gave one to Maren Altman and fucking Ledger, and I was like, this is bullshit. I hate this.
I thought I was like the man. I just was at this conference. Everyone thought I was cool. Like, everyone's dapping me up, giving me high fives.
And then
the disrespect. I was like,
not even an honorary. That cost you a little bit of money then.
It cost me a lot.
Imagine how good a size chart would have looked as well.
It could have been nice. Oh, yeah, yeah. Been nice.
It's like the meme of like, you know, the futuristic like society.
Oh god,
it's like,
there it is.
Had size chat minted board apes.
Yeah, they should get you honorees for everything. A size Azuki maybe, or a size,
the Fatsuki.
Fatsuki, yes. Fatsuki.
That's
a big
open. Start doing your own collection.
Open Sea loves Fatsuki.
Sized all of these. You could do derivatives of.
Yeah, how come you didn't drop an NFT project?
I don't think.
Oh, we did.
That, I don't think you guys dropped any.
You did?
No, I didn't. I don't think Off-Chain Labs would have offered me a position had I.
Had a Fatsuki derivative of some kind.
Yeah, had I tried to extract value like that? Because I don't think I would have been that great at like running it, relative to a lot of other people. And I to be honest, if I was going to start an NFT project, I'd have to ask around, and I don't even know like where you would start. How to find like Discord mods? What I would even do?
That
What the brand would be? I guess that's you're not supposed to think of those things. You're just supposed to be like, all right, just mint.
I mean, these guys have one. Ask them.
No,
let's get an inside scoop on how to run an NFT project.
I don't think like from, you know, just being on kind of the BD side, I just don't know where.
You'd be surprised at how many people are willing to do things. Yeah. OSF is obviously an artist, which helps, but like. Finding a Discord mod, not.
No, I don't think that's hard.
It's just like sending out a tweet.
I think
the concept's everything, and then everything else is relatively.
Gotta be careful.
So you like sized anything? I reckon you could. Maybe a shitcoin path though for you as well. Maybe
a shitcoin path.
I would. Well, somebody.
I would.
No, but think about it. There's all these.
Maybe just an ETH address and have people send ETH.
I guess that's the thing.
That's
that
the simplest
now.
Form.
That's what you grab. That's the best way to.
Yeah.
Most efficient way to cast that. Yeah.
What's going to happen to Ben.eth? He's just going to get away with it, I guess.
You got hacked again, I think, last week.
Hacked. Really hacked?
Prison.
He's trying to get himself canceled.
I don't think he's going to go to prison. I don't know. I think he's just rolling around.
I've seen two or three more of these recently. Who's that guy,
BitLord? Yeah, no.
He's just like.
At least
he took
funny.
A mental health break as soon as he.
I thought that was a troll, but maybe it's not.
Oh, really? I just don't even know with him.
God. He's funny, though, at least. Ben.eth is just weird.
Best one was the NFT
I would agree.
Project.
I actually quite like giving him
the
like,
yeah,
oh,
BitLord's great. Just died.
Never mind. He's not
again. He's alive again.
what a space we're
in. So you didn't really get involved in the NFT world at all?
I did, but not as much as. I feel like I'm sitting next, you know, it's like Murderer's Row of, you know, the NFT crowd over here. But I dabbled a little bit. Most of the time when I got really involved in those sort of things, I always like took just big L's.
Yeah.
And, like most people.
Rest in peace, big L.
Rest in peace, big L. NFTs are a good way to separate people from their ETH or Solana.
And they will be again this cycle.
I think so. And I'm wondering what those new projects will be while they're...
Well, Pudgy Penguins is kind of just
running
away
project.
With it.
They're
Luca.
Crushing.
Luca
they're
just
crushing.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
Selling
they're
out Walmart.
Like over 10 ETH.
10 ETH.
He's got like a compound in... like a Pudgy Penguins compound in Wynwood.
What do you mean? Like,
doxing
for,
him now.
For like the party?
No, it's like a thing, right?
They're like, they're like headquarters or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was where he lived. I was like, oh, it's over.
No, that's not where he lives.
I know they're having a big party this week. What other Art Basel stuff's going on?
I actually don't know. I'm not really that
no,
cool anymore.
No, come on.
So,
why?
Why?
Yeah, you are a lifestyle brand.
There's a,
yeah,
there's
what the
a,
fuck?
There's Arbitrum and Animus Lounger hosting a party today, actually.
At 11?
Right now.
No, not 11.
At 11.
At Freehold from 6 to 9.
So there is a party.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
6 to 9. It's not really a party, though, is it?
No, like, that's more of a cocktail hour of some kind.
What events are you invited to? You must be invited to the events.
No, not much.
What's your schedule this week?
I don't really have one, to be honest.
All right, well, that's not a good topic.
I'm kind of like a reformed, like...
Reformed degenerate.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't think I like have enough money anymore to even go out. So
my wife's giving a thumbs up to that. I don't know if it's sarcastic or not. But what's your guys' schedule looking like this week? I know there's a lot of Rug Radio stuff going on.
This Rug House it opens tonight, I believe, or tomorrow is like when the big events start. And then we've actually got like a little dinner today for DJs holders, and we were trying to get the Rec Drink out here, but
why don't you break some news on the Rec Drink? I saw some pallets of.
KBM wants a taste.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I want a taste. Want a little taste. Where's my aloe?
Taste of the grapes.
We could be shotgunning them right
Yeah,
now.
We could just be chugging them now. Are they alcohol? What
no,
are they?
No, it's
flavored sparkling water. Yeah.
Flavored sparkling
for the reformed DJ.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
there
it. We actually we can't really get away with Recs for alcohol. Like, they have big things.
Oh, because like you're yeah. getting too fucked up.
So we're hat and be not alcohol. And we kind of like that anyway. Because we're pussies.
Yeah. It would have been cool, though.
Yeah, well, we thought maybe like a hangover drink, essentially.
Okay, yeah, I saw this hangover shot thing. I don't know if that's a grift too.
It's probably
like
a grift.
It just
they all grifts.
It's like gets rid of your BAC somehow.
Once we looked into them, we were like, yeah, these are all
they're all grifts, just well, promotional grifts, but
they could be ours.
They could be our grift.
Just drop an NFT.
Yeah,
there you go. Are there any more NFTs coming? For the Rec Read, for the Rec Guys?
No more NFTs for Rec Guys.
Yeah, no more tokens, but maybe not NFTs, you know?
Who knows?
Some alpha there.
Whoa. Jesus Christ, we're in the US right now. Be careful, boys. Well, anyway, let's move on, I guess.
It's the drink is going to be a big thing. That's going to
Oh, there we go. We got the Rug Radio schedule right there.
Yeah. I'm going over there as well.
Oh, so you do have shit you're doing.
Yeah, but
he's invited to everything. I think the fact that your wife is here is making him try to be on his best behavior.
Yeah, is that so?
I don't think that's
going to anything.
No, Pete's got a girlfriend, and she's probably watching right now. I mean, Chad, size, Jesus Christ.
I hope she's watching.
And what about your family and friends? Do they know of the persona that you are? Like,
yes, and they always thought that it was really stupid. And I was like, no, I'm just gonna continue to run with it. And they like kind of reaffirm their belief that it's really,
really,
really dumb. So.
Well,
so maybe they're right.
I would double down.
So now I got a triple down.
I think the robot
deal
is just coming. I think it's coming, just around the corner.
You got an Arbitrum job. That's pretty good.
Life is good. I cannot complain.
Yeah.
No.
Do you wish you stayed in IB or no?
No. I much enjoy working. Yes.
Nobody wishes.
No, exactly.
But
right?
I do think though. I'd love to kind of do more on like the kind of the content side of things. I've never really done that. I just kind of existed.
You want to say come around the side? We got some special guests out of here right now.
Are we gonna do Kathy?
Yeah, get him in. See you guys later.
See you.
We got Loxley here from the Rug Radio team. We got Thread Guy.
Hi boys.
They're heading out. The show was too boring. They had to roll.
All
right, we'll catch you guys later. But yeah.
Like helping move boxes in the Rug House, so I think he's being employed as a.
Oh, is that what you got?
Yeah. My trip over here.
It's more manual labor.
Lights don't play themselves.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. So.
But going back to that, I think I'd like to continue down this route, but do more of like the content thing. One thing.
You were a
like,
model at one stage, right? I've seen you dabble in modeling.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a model, a plus size model, but I've done a photo shoot
for like Creature World
or
whatever.
They did, exactly, right? Don't be shy. Tell us.
Wrecked intern, do you got any of those pictures from Creature World, Time Size Shad? Pull those up if you can find
them. See some more content.
Yeah, sorry. Danny Cole.
Oh, that's not it. I don't think that's the one, but it does look a lot like him.
Oh, man. But Danny Cole, his friend, modeled his clothing line earlier this year. We did an open edition on OpenSea. There was a 100, it was free. There was 100,000 mints, which was nice. So I think it was the biggest or second biggest of all time on OpenSea, but it was free. But
yeah, I remember that. I meant, he did it. He did that, right? That wasn't your mint.
It was.
Oh, there you go.
No.
Oh yeah, I think that's it.
That is one. That's one of them. Yeah.
Is that your physique? It's close.
Yeah. It was at that time.
It was at times.
Who drew that? That's Danny's work.
I have no idea. It's probably Danny. but yeah, we took some photos. It was a good time.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I think when I first had got on a phone call with you, you were on your way to the photo shoot, and I was like, "Wow, this guy's really living the lifestyle.
This guy's the truth,
movie star over here." No, but like, so I guess I'd like to do more of the more content money thing. I think what you guys are doing is pretty inspiring for a lot of folks. Tried to do something with Jing Tao, Jeremy.
Maybe you guys need to show on Rug Radio.
We did one episode, and it was unannounced and got a lot of views at the time because he was kind of the main character of the whole shitcoining saga. Mm. And then we just kind of faded away. But recently, he hit me up a week or two ago that he wants to do it again. So
does he have an account?
There's another one back up. He gets banned every time. He just won a big prize yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
$500.
Was that like a fucking raffle? He just won $500K in like a raffle?
Yeah, at I guess
at the poker.
You're entered in a raffle when you get knocked out of the tournament.
That's a decent win. Pulled out of half mil. Like what the fuck?
So
that's running well.
So yeah, so do stuff with him. I think like a natural use case for crypto on the content space. So DeFi is like really boring, and there's like six people that do it. And
even also, Arbitrum's biggest selling point.
Yeah, which is true. It's the home of DeFi.
They're not watching, right?
The home of DeFi.
It is the home of DeFi. But it's
really boring. Though.
Fired.
But it is. Yeah, it is. And from a content perspective, right?
So oh yeah. No one's watching that.
Nobody's watching that. There's plenty of YouTubers I've tried, and it's like watching paint dry. But I do think that there's what you guys are doing here, that the whole like game show element of crypto, or either whether it's giving it away or using it during a game show, is good. And hopefully I'd like to do something like that, or I don't know. The whole street interview thing, I don't know if I'm down for that with like what Ponzi's doing.
Oh, right, yeah.
But they've had some success.
Magnet Money.
Yes. So
it's a popular show.
Yeah. Also on
they just give away a lot of money.
Yeah. Must be nice. Must be doing well.
Yeah. Shows like that do well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Do well. Just give away shit. That's not why people come listen to us, to give away shit. They're gonna be disappointed today.
Yeah.
Are we? I thought we're choosing the winners.
We're choosing winners today. Are we even choosing winners? How the fuck am I gonna do that?
I think it's gonna like they're gonna run.
I think we're just gonna do it during the week.
Oh really?
Somehow, right? I don't know.
Just from the retweets thing.
During the week, and then we'll just film like one for each winner.
Man, if you've listened to the show so far, you must be really pissed off then.
Yeah, like I just put in all this time. Yeah. Listening
really slow played you with this one.
Yeah, that the giveaway.
Keep talking about Arbiter and now telling you there's no.
What's
prizes.
The producer saying? He said he's gonna draw winners. All right, there are gonna be winners drawn today.
So, tell us about the fight night.
Yeah, it was a tough one, but that's done.
Got
the win. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah. And that's that.
If you were not in this interview, it would have been the worst. These two going back and forth.
Tell us about fight night.
Solid. That's good.
Any events this week?
A couple.
Oh, Christ. What's he saying? I'll show them
what would you like to know?
Oh, Christ.
You ever thought about doing that? Surely you've been asked.
I've been called out a bunch. You know, I have. I think I could get into pretty good shape pretty quick.
You're a D1 athlete, people say.
I was back in the
really?
Day.
Really? Were you able to find photos of you?
What sport?
Don't worry about it.
Man, what does that mean?
Chad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I was a D1 athlete. Both my siblings were D1 athletes. I think I could get in pretty good shape pretty quick. And I think as far as
who are you challenging? OSF? He takes on fights of dudes bigger than himself.
No, no, he looks like David Berthelot.
It was. I couldn't believe it. He was like a foot taller. And
I don't know. I don't know. There's some people that seem to be like really, really interested. Like Eric fights like every single year. He'd probably fight me. He'd probably whoop my butt.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know. Maybe I'd throw my hat into the ring. I wonder if they would do something like that in the U.S. I guess all those guys are Dubai-based, but there's... What's going on with Karate Combat? There's something on the 14th event in Vegas. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to. But I saw Bitboy.
You guys know Karate Combat.
Is he fighting?
I don't know, but I did see him post about it.
I hope he's not. His arc has gone down again. Like I felt like it was going up.
Would you fight Bitboy?
If
that came up, would you take on that fight?
I would probably do it.
You need to murder Bitboy. You know what I mean? But
I've never fought before. So and I don't think like he would. It would draw a crowd, I think.
Yeah.
And it would have to only be main event. Obviously.
Yeah, you don't fight undercard.
No, absolutely not.
Do you get paid for these?
No, I think maybe that I don't know.
Some people had sponsors.
Yeah,
who was sponsored? Who was on the trunks?
Bybit was the main sponsor. No, nice. They had a couple of other guys as well, but I think Bybit was the big one.
Rec Radio.
Rec Radio was not sponsored.
Rec Drinks.
Must be great guys to work with.
Yeah, right. Well, he didn't even ask us, you know? Could have got our name out there.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Bitboy, I'm calling you out. I would pay to see that fight.
Of course I would. Yeah.
But you got to own it. You should maybe do a little crypto events company, you know?
One of the few businesses that makes money in crypto.
It is one of the few.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do well with that. I could see a fighting arc for you, and maybe a mysterious D1 sport arc.
Yeah.
So what else do you do in your spare time then, if you're not fighting?
You know, I.
McDonald's.
McDonald's checks.
No, I like to surf a lot. It's a healthy activity, but I unfortunately live in Miami. Like the flattest place in
no good the waves here, no, swells are not high.
No, not at all. But being in like New York and whatnot, it's really good there all in the fall for sure. So I enjoy that a lot, but trying to get back into that. Hopefully spend some more time up north, maybe in the
What's this? Is this that Jersey Shore?
Oh, God.
That is a look at that look. Damn, dude, you were chiseled.
That was like a year ago.
You still had prospects back then, right?
Yeah, that was like before I had a girlfriend. I was able to take my foot off the gas.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I like that. I think again that would be sports around crypto could be something. Are you trying to tell me that none of your ex sports teammates know about this and they're not supportive? I feel like they would. If I was in a sports team, they would find it hilarious if one of the guys was
yeah, they, a few of them.
Personality called Size Chat.
A few of them do. They think it's pretty funny.
Was it a team sport though?
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Yeah. We're getting closer.
Yeah, we're getting closer. We're fishing out what sport. Fishing out what sport.
We narrowed that one down.
It was dance.
Song and dance.
It's just rhythm.
It was interpretive dance.
Yeah. All right. So, what kind of Arbitrum Alpha can you give the people out here? Anything? I feel like they've been listening for a while. I'm just shooting shit. Maybe Is there any nuggets of information for anyone who's stuck around this long?
Sure. So I think there's going to be a couple big announcements.
Is this an announcement of an announcement?
Yeah, it's an announcement of an announcement. Okay. Within the next week or two, maybe the DAO forum will pop off if you monitor that. But
I don't know what that is.
You just need to basically write in and they'll send you money.
Okay. Oh, no way.
The bar is really low.
Well, the bank list.
Wait, can we get money for the show?
Did you see this bank list? Try to get.
What about us?
Let's put the show in arbitrary.
Yeah. Wait a second.
How do we do that? How do we put this on the blockchain?
Full disclosure, I do not represent Arbitrum. I'm at Offchain Labs, which is a service provider to the Arbitrum Foundation and decentralized DAO. But I do know somebody at the Arbitrum Foundation. But we have a few announcements coming up, things we've been working on in the pipeline. Obviously, Stylus, which is our biggest tech development, should be coming out soon, which is huge, allowing you to code on EVM with Rust and C++. So the same languages on Neon and Solana, but with actual real liquidity on Arbitrum. You guys are bored to death.
No, keep going though. We need stuff like this.
Can you tell us more about the C++ bit?
I was thinking about when do we end the show?
These are just very supportive cast members. Do you try to bully and intimidate all of your guests?
Generally.
Or is it just me?
We're just trying to take advantage of you. Yeah. I mean, you're not in fighting shape. Right,
I have to say, last week was a different sort of show. Last week
was a different vibe.
Oh, last week was extreme technical show.
Yeah. We have a full spectrum of people.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Maybe I follow.
Very technical.
Very technical. People loved it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No, but seriously.
And what about you? So the future of SizeJab, where do you see yourself in a year? You've danced around the issue of things you might be going into. What do you think?
I think a year from now, first and foremost, I do enjoy working at Offchain Labs. I envision myself still there, representing the greater Arbitrum community. But I also want to just get back into, or I guess not get back into, I want to start doing a lot of content. I think... I think it can do a lot on the entertainment comedy.
Oh route. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I'll get into maybe I'll be a TikToker. Who knows? I don't really know how to do any of this stuff.
TikToker.
I need someone to edit it all for me though.
Are you on TikTok?
If you're out there. I posted five times. I don't really have a following though.
Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram. Right, okay. But I don't really post that often. But now I'm going to have to. So I think in my cards I'll be a big YouTuber.
Wow, just all the platforms.
I can see
fucking
that.
Everything.
Aren't they all the same?
Well,
TikTok's more about dance, so
I could do it.
That was
D1
dance.
D1 dance. Just have to have my dancing shoes.
Yeah, no, I love that.
I like that. I like that arc for you. Yeah, content, TikTok.
I think it goes back, all the content and streamers and crypto, a lot of it's just around trading, and a lot of them like Main and whatnot, they put out really good content and their streams have several hundred viewers. But thing about crypto is that it's very it also encompasses lifestyle, and I feel like there's an element of that missing.
There's room for a lifestyle brand. Yeah. I think you're right there.
Right. So hopefully I can tap into that and kind of build that out.
I guess only really the NFT projects have tried to do that sort of stuff. No one's really done it around themselves, have they?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't happen.
Maybe I'll do it, man. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll do an NFT and I'll use it around my personal YouTube channel.
There you go.
I'll just blow the money on it.
Influencer NFT, man. We've come full circle.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What are we saying here? SizeChat on... I can't read that.
On Senko.
What's Senko?
DMT.
DMT.
This is a thing.
It's a token. On Arbitrum. You should get out more.
Yeah, I should.
But I would stream on Senko. But they're we're negotiating, so they're speaking to my agent as we speak.
Right.
But you'll see me on Senko one of these days.
I love it, man. Let's. I think we'll probably wrap up the show pretty soon and get to the final questions here. We got to ask the audience, how do people not get wrecked?
Oh,
no, we're not asking the audience. You're telling the audience.
Oh, how do you not get wrecked? I think most people are better off in this space just buying and holding and not trying to play the whole rotation game. I feel like a lot of things run because some whales make a lot of money on margin and then kind of like disperse it throughout the greater ecosystem like over time. And most people end up churning themselves to death trying to play those rotation games. I think you're much better off just buying depressed assets and hoping market conditions turn around and holding like long term. That's what I did. Like last bull run, I was home and the market crashed in March. I flew home and I remember oil went negative and I bought. I went through like all the public filings of all these like really risky drilling companies, and I started doing the math on like hedges for them, and I bought two. I put like my whole net worth in two oil companies that were really, really depressed, down like 93% and 97% off their highs. One short squeeze the next day, and I made a lot of money. And I didn't sell the top, but it ended up going bankrupt like a few months later. And the other one, the other one ended up being acquired. But because I really just punted while the stuff was really, really low, and then I rolled a lot of that into Ethereum in the hundreds of dollars marks. Probably 400 ish, and then just holding a long term, and everything like in between, I ended up just either getting wrecked. Yes, I made money, like buying L1s like Avalanche and Solana and all these like those guys, but just knowing your strengths, knowing that like I'm not probably as good of a trader, given my background is in corporate finance, as like you guys that were probably sitting on trading desks and did that for a living. So,
but even a good trader, I mean, a good trader makes 50 to 100%. Bitcoin is up 160% this year.
Buying and holding,
It's actually been a surprisingly incredible strategy just to own
Bitcoin. Buy, hold, and like do other things and build.
I also feel a lot of the wealthiest guys are. That's more or less their strategy. Or they build.
Yeah, it's mental health as well.
You worry about doing
shit like that. Sleeping, getting liquidated when you wake up.
Exactly.
You've had a bad couple of experiences. You tried to catch the cafe move and then chopped himself up.
Cut myself up on like tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of levered longs in the last.
Oh god, yeah. No, you're talking
when the market's just ripped.
You're talking to like Matty Scissorhands over here, so don't worry about chopping up. So with that being said, I think discipline, holding, all that good stuff. I don't know if we're gonna pick the winners live. The winners are gonna be we're gonna roll them next week. I know we had another code to give away. Stop, Pete. You want to give? Chad size. Do you want to give away that code?
Chad size. Chiseled jaw 62.
Chiseled jaw 62 for anyone who's listening. That's the next Rollbit code. I think Rollbit has some dual arena promotions.
Yeah,
some
too,
big
yeah.
things going on. They wanted us to talk about. I can't grab my phone right now and check it, but
hey, I'll get mine.
The dual arena has been popping off. People have been fighting in there. Life and death. It's like the gladiator theme running there all day, every day.
I won, and then you just failed to fight me again.
Well, I ran out of money. So there it is. We got some bounties going on in the dual arena. Yeah. So definitely get in there. I mean, it's a zero house edge game. It's literally just 50-50. And, I mean, you really can't find a better way to flip a coin.
Yeah, just keep doubling up.
And you get to just keep doubling up. I want BitBoy in the dual arena. You hear that, BitBoy? Go fucking stake in the arena. But, the end of the show here, we're not going to be doing any spins. We're going to be doing spins this week. Our producer will set that up. We will do the... here we go. We're picking the three people now. You're going to have to prove that you were watching a show. I don't know what you're going to have to do. The producer will tell you. But the three people are... That's a lot more than three.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
I can't read the top three.
Hare Krishna. Nice.
Hare Krishna won. He's definitely a real person.
Hare Krishna, Ark NCT, and Clam. What did that say?
Clam Novak?
Clam Novak. All right. We're going to take those. We're going to screenshot that, crop it. We'll post it on the Rec Radio Twitter. We'll do something like that. And then we'll get a hold of you. We'll film a video this week. Message Rec Radio for the proof of watched if you're any of these people. But we'll post it anyway, just in case you couldn't understand this jumble amount of words I've just been saying. I don't know. But that's episode 52. It was live in person. Hopefully it wasn't too shitty.
One year of the show.
Hopefully the audio worked. Only had one mic.
You guys started this a year ago? It took you guys a year to invite me on the show?
I kept on saying you should come and Pete. Sorry, Matt was like, no.
Wow.
He was just like,
that's
no.
What?
Wow. I'm joking.
Wow. There's no way that's true. Like Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect.
No, we want to save you for the big episode.
Exactly.
This is
the one year anniversary.
Right. This is the first live in person episode.
It should be a compliment.
Oh.
The first live in person episode, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
That's the respect that
we want.
Wasn't speaking to you.
All right, that's it. Cut this. We'll see everyone out there. If you're in our paths, we'll go to the Rug Radio events. Go to the Wrecked Guy Bagatelle. Actually, you probably can't go if you don't.
Bit Boy, I want you, me and you, in the boxing ring, fighting for the Duchess of DeFi.
All right.
Book it. Ring it up, Mo.
We need some clips of that. All right, that's it. Cut this shit. We're done here.